Kim Laird. Hello, is anyone else here?
Hi, Kim, it's Mike.
Hi, Mike, how are you?
Good.
Is it still nice and warm down there in Florida?
It's getting warm, yeah. Tomorrow's going to be nice, 79 or so.
Ooh.
Finally back to normal.
Yeah, you guys had some really cold time down there.
Yeah, record cold.
Wow.
Kevin and Brandy.
Hi, Kevin and Brandy. Kim and Mike are both here.
Good, good. Quite a curveball with the Fest director thing.
Yeah. I don't know how much you actually followed on it. I try keeping everyone in the loop.
Yeah, a little bit. I spent the day catching up on all the forums and everything.
It had to be done. Mike can attest to that. It had to be done.
Marilyn Sullivan.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hey.
Yeah, I support it.
Okay. Yeah, it was not a fun, definitely not an enjoyable thing at all.
Yeah, it's more trouble than it's worth.
Tell you what, though, we've been kicking butt since.
I've noticed. Everything's sounding great, looking good.
I know we'll most likely be without Holly tonight. Holly called and said she's feeling a little under the weather. I also heard from Richard. He wasn't sure if he was going to be able to make it. And Anthony Shave had said that he may not be making it either. He didn't realize his son had wrestling on Wednesday night this month.
Ah. But we'll still be able to vote on things without, that's two people missing?
Yeah, that's two. So as long as they're the only two voting board members, we're okay. If we're missing
anyone
else.
I'm really excited about the fire night.
Doesn't that sound awesome?
That sounds great. It sounds exciting. It sounds different. It sounds youthful. Sounds great.
I did talk with the fire chief last night, and he's seeing if he can pull some strings for us so that each person that wants to play with fire doesn't have to purchase that we don't have to purchase a permit for them, that it would just be a group thing. So he's trying to see what he can work out for us.
Awesome.
But, yeah, it's going to be exciting. Sandy asked if the non-fire juggling people could just stand with, like, sparklers. Yeah, lots of cool stuff going on. Had a really nice conversation today with Zoe from the International Youth Circus Organization.
All right.
They're looking to us for help.
All right.
And guidance. They thought that we were very well organized and knew what we're doing, and which we
let's
do.
Let on anything else.
Kevin McCook.
Hello, Kevin.
Hello.
Okay, now hopefully Ken and Tom both arrive. We need them to conduct any kind of business.
How was MadFest, Kevin?
Best MadFest I've been to.
Awesome.
I am so jealous. I'm embarrassed to say I haven't made it to a fest since the IJA Fest this year. Usually I make at least three by now.
But we're going to try and get
the material every day. So.
What was that, Kevin?
I just said that you live and breathe juggling in some fashion every day, so it's a trade-off.
Yeah, true. All right, I'm going to give this a couple more minutes.
Anthony?
Anthony.
Wow, Mr. Harris, you look great.
Hello, Anthony.
Hi.
That was interesting sound in the background.
I heard it too. Who was that?
I don't know, but it was appropriate for your arrival.
What was it?
Some woman.
That was nice. No. Yeah,
okay,
that's
so, weird. So far we have you and Kevin Axtell and Kevin Macbeth.
The three Kevins.
Yeah. And
Tom. Hey guys.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Tom.
Yep.
Okay. I thought that's who you said on coming in. Welcome, welcome.
Yeah, good to be here.
All right, we're still missing Ken Ferris and Richard Kennison, and Richard had said he may not be able to make it. Ken, I have not heard from. And our youngest board member. Oh, he's a cutie. I don't even need to see him, Anthony.
Yeah, I know.
He's a cutie.
I'll be listening the whole time and responding when I need to, but I'm going to put it on mute if he starts getting too worked up.
No problem.
Meaning you guys will still hear, or I'll still hear you. You won't necessarily hear me unless I need to talk.
That's fine.
Cool.
Okay. I'm just going to move ahead and call the meeting to order. So I'm calling the meeting to order at 8:07 p.m. Eastern Time. Roll call. Kim Laird is here. Anthony Shave.
Here.
Kevin Axtell.
Here.
Ken Ferris is absent. Richard Kennison is absent. Kevin Macbeth.
Here.
Tom Wall.
Here.
Holly Greeley is absent this evening. Mike Sullivan?
Here.
Marilyn Sullivan?
Here.
Martin Frost? Have not heard him beep in yet. And Brandy Slater?
Here.
Okie doke. Approval of agenda. We need a motion to approve the agenda for this evening.
I move to approve the agenda for this evening. Kevin Axtell.
And we need a second, please.
I'll second that. This is Tom.
Okay. Are there any corrections or additions that we need to make to the agenda that anyone saw? If not, anyone opposed to approving the agenda? Any abstain? The agenda is approved. The approval of minutes from the board meeting of December 16th, we need a motion for that.
I'll make that motion, Kevin Macbeth.
Okay. And we need a second, please.
Second.
I'll second.
Okay. And did anyone see any corrections or omissions from that? Any changes we need to make? If not, is there anyone opposed to the approval of the minutes of December 16th? Any abstentions? Minutes from December are passed. Moving on to reports. The FEST 210 report. rather lengthy because we've been doing a lot of work. Unfortunately, we did have to ask Philip to step out of the position. He had said in that meeting that he was going to turn over, he was willing to turn over all of his fest preparation material, people he had contacted and whatnot, and he was given a deadline of January 6th. When that date rolled around, actually 2 days prior, I sent him an email reminding him of this. And when the date rolled around, still did not receive anything, so I called him. And as you can see from my report, he said he didn't feel obligated, nor did he feel like turning over his work. So we have started over from scratch. And I'm going to take things a little out of order of my report because I really need to say thank you to a whole lot of people, but mainly Mike Sullivan. Tom Wall has been helping with the vendors, Martin Frost, Holly Greeley, Richard Kennison, Keith Nelson. All these people have been instrumental in getting things back on track, and especially Sandy Brown, who she and I have been in contact almost hourly over the last 2 weeks trying to get this stuff together. So I need to thank those people because this fest isn't coming together without all of us working as a team. Mike Sullivan did get us the room reduction rate, so we now have reduced our original contract by 20%. We
awesome.
Need to meet 80% of those nights. So I think we're in a good shape there. I think my figure is correct that we need to meet 80%, Mike, is 736 room nights, correct? Mike, are you here? Maybe I lost him.
Yeah, I'm here, Kim. Let me do the calculation again.
Okay. I think that's what we had
said. Yeah, 720 nights we need to fill.
720, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's even better than what my number was. So that's great. I have already contacted the Nugget about comp rooms and things like that. So Audrey at the Nugget is prepared. She has a general idea right now of who's going to use what rooms. Our goal for registration is to open by February 1st. And some of us talked about whether to hold off until we have a headliner, but I feel we just need to go ahead and put the information up there that we do have. And as we get new stuff, we're going to put it up and get the news out there. Mike and Marilyn, you had said that, you know, you're willing to help out with pre-reg, which is awesome. And
yep.
Gary Martin had said he's back on board as, you know, to sit at the registration table during the fest. So we have our registration people in place. I was messing with the idea, and I did post this on the fest planning forum, to open up our registration and attendance at our fest to just a few select groups. The International Youth Circus Organization is one of those groups. They do have a roster of their paid members, their members in good standing, which they are willing to share with us. The Unicyclists Society of America has the same thing. I talked to them a few weeks ago, probably about a week ago. I shouldn't say a few weeks ago. And I thought, wouldn't it be nice for us to kind of reach out to these groups that have similar interests to us and that jugglers have similar interests in and say, come on to our fest, but don't worry about having to join. Like I said, it would be a select group, and they would have to be able to prove that they're on the roster of these other groups. Now, Mike and Marilyn, as working with the registration, Would that be a problem for you if you had the rosters from those other organizations?
No, not at all. Although, you know, like our roster, it's a moving target. We would have to say, you know, as of, you know, February 1st, if you remember, not try and keep up with their membership drives and so on.
Right. Well, and I would have no problem doing that, setting a date that, you know, the roster as of February, we can say February 1st at this point.
Mike, you got disconnected.
Sorry about that, Mike?
I got disconnected. Sorry, Kim.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. Yeah, as long as you're all right with that and we set a date with these other organizations, it won't be many. Right now, two have shown interest. Like I said, it's the International Youth Circus Organization and the Unicyclists of America. And Sandy had suggested maybe a magicians group.
Is the unicycle group the one that's in Minnesota?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. We would just, I would think we would need a field in the store and on any forums to say, you know, if they're not from the IJA, what group are they in?
Okay.
And then the registration desk may have to also have to confirm that if we get on-site registration.
Okay. But it sounds like it's doable, right?
Sure. Yeah.
It's just a thought. We do have a bunch of key volunteers, Fest volunteers, already confirmed. Matt Hall is totally on board as workshop director, and I told him go ahead and go forth and find instructors. Keith Nelson's been working hard on the Cascade of Stars. Richard Kennison's been helping with some performers. Dina Scharnhorst is on board again as our first lady of first aid, as I'm calling her, as well as our volunteer coordinator. Tom Wall's going to work with the vendors. Anthony, are you still on board as doing the prelims for the championships until we find somebody that can do the on-site stuff?
Yeah, when will I expect to be getting inquiries about that?
Well, that's what you and I can talk about at some point. Yeah, because
okay.
I know you've been away, so we can talk about deadlines and such. Okay.
Okay. The problem, Kim, is that I can't promise anything. Meaning, I just got notice that if I end up moving to Brazil, it won't be until probably after July now. So, if that was the case, I would go to the festival, but I just never know. So, if you can't find someone to do the actual championships by that time, I would be willing to do that then also.
That would be awesome, Anthony.
It's just a matter of, you know, again, I don't want to commit to something and then have to tell you no later on.
Oh, that's understandable. At this point, if you're willing to do the prelims, that's a big chunk.
Yep, that's fine.
Okay,
this is Kevin.
Thank you.
Last year, I remember Todd Strong mentioning an interest in champions. I don't know, you know, that was a year ago, but that is a name for championships.
Okay, I'll check that out and see. Pam Hamilton is back on board for the Youth Showcase Director. So we've got some good people back in their spots, and that is a great thing.
I had a suggestion for the Midnight Show Director, if that place still isn't filled.
Yes, please.
Remember our other applicant for Fest Director, Stephen?
Yes.
He's all about that kind of thing.
Okay.
I could even be the one to contact him if you like, but I think that he would both be honored and excited to be the Midnight Show Director.
Okay. How about if you and I talk about that as well?
Okay.
Not tonight, but maybe like tomorrow or something.
That'd be great. I'd love to. And while I'm on it, just one last thing. Michael Karras contacted me at the beginning of the month when he was in contact with Phil about doing the individual prop competition. And I just think that I bet if one of us called him and encouraged him to still be on that, that he would be leading that.
That would be great. I'm in contact with Michael Karras from time to time because he's out here by me, so I have no problem giving him a call and talking to him.
But, yeah, I don't see why Phil's situation changing would change Michael's intention to do that.
Right. Okay. So, all right. All right, the vendor information, we got an awesome place to give us tables, skirting, electricity, and all for the vendors. So after much discussion, and Tom was part of this as well, the vendor packages are going to be $150 for their space, 2 8-foot tables with skirting, 4 chairs, and 2 vendor credentials. Vendors needing electricity will be charged $200 for all of that plus electricity. Each additional table that is requested is $50. But the vendor credential gives the vendors the ability to go to workshops and to juggle in the gym. If they want to purchase show tickets, that's fine. But a group of us, including Tom, thought we need to reach out to our vendors more. Vendors are dropping out of our fest year after year, and we need to start reaching out to them to show them that we want them there. So we wanted to give a little and see what happens with that. Tom, do you have anything to add to the vendor information?
I mean, so far as vending at the festival goes, I think that covers most of it. I'm going to try and get an email out to people, I guess, when registration goes up in the next couple of weeks.
Cool.
Tom, a quick question or at least a thought to consider. In the past, we've done sort of like floor vendors. In other words, folks like Alan and some other folks who just brought a few things and they wanted to vend but not have a booth. And I think they paid something like $100, and that just gave them permission to kind of sell the floor, so to speak, but not in an actual booth. Is there something like that?
At the moment, we don't have anything about floor vending. We are letting people split tables, though, as well. If we had two people like that, that wanted something like that, I mean, and they wanted to split a $200 package, I don't see why that's any different. They just, if they don't want to use a table, they don't have to use a table.
Got it.
But I would say that they need to have the vendor credential, and those would wind up going, I guess, about either $75 or $100 each. I guess that is definitely something we need to have solid before we send out the letter. Yeah.
Okay. Joggling, I have secured the Sparks High School track for all the joggling events. It is 4 blocks from the Nugget, and they are going to supply us with tables and chairs and whatever else we need. They'll make sure the bathroom is open. They originally asked for a $200 donation to their athletic program. I told them that was a bit high. I managed to chew them down to $100. So that's all set. All we need to do is send them our certificate of insurance once we have that, and they're putting it on their school calendar and whatnot as well.
Cool.
The website, Sandy and Martin, I believe this happened. I know Sandy had told me you were supposed to start working on the website pages last night. The Nugget, Audrey from the Nugget has put in a request to their company to supply us with our room reservation code, and they'll actually give us a link to put on our webpage that will take IJA members and those registering for the fest right to their registration website. They won't have to click a million times to find how to register for their rooms. Midnight show, I spoke with the owner of the Great Basin Brewing Company today. If you haven't checked out the website address that I gave you in my report, please do. It looks like an awesome place. menu and all is up on their website. She is excited about the idea of hosting the midnight shows there. They already have a stage in place and lights and sound system for performance, so that is not a problem. I am still working out the details with her as far as, you know, how we're going to arrange it. She is willing to do a food and beverage minimum per night for us to reach, but I'm still working with her on what that minimum is going to be. Any questions? Any questions about any of that stuff so far?
How far is the bar from downtown, Kim, from the hotel?
It is one block. It's the next block down.
Oh, great.
Yep, nice and close. She said the owner said literally people from the Nugget come down to their place every single day, the workers, and that to eat there.
Good. Looks like a nice place.
Yeah. It looks gorgeous. Yeah. And look at those specialty beers and all for you beer drinkers on the board. It must be a small microbrewery.
Did you say how many people that could fit?
They have weddings and all there of like 800-900 people.
Oh, wow.
And there's an outdoor patio to it as well. It's a large place. From my understanding, now I'm going by what they're telling me because I haven't seen it yet, but even the pictures online look like it's a fairly big, wide-open space.
Looks bigger than last year.
Yeah, that's for sure.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Okay, performers, Keith Nelson and Richard Kennison have been working on different performers. I did just hear from Keith right before the board meeting, and he said he was going to send me a more updated list of performers.
Martin.
Hello, Martin. Last time I spoke to him, which was last Friday on the phone, he said, told me the Flash is confirmed. He also had Brad Weston that was just recently. He told me today that Brad Weston is confirmed. The other performers in the list in my report are all interested but have not confirmed yet. So we have people interested in coming and performing for us, and we're still working hard trying to find that headliner. Site visit, I'm planning to get out there to actually see the site over the President's Holiday, Valentine's weekend. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. I may not get out there until late April, early May, but I will get out and see the site before we actually arrive. And I'm planning on this not costing the IJA a single penny because the last visit was quite expensive and is coming out of the budget. So, and
how are you getting out there, Kim?
I need to talk to you. I was going to ask if I could buy some of your frequent flyers.
You don't have to buy them. You can have them.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Okay. I'll have to set it up. That's all. And you have to make sure I have your legal name that's on your driver's license.
Not a problem. I trust you with all my legal information.
Good. Good.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll talk about that too then.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you so much, Anthony. And the people at Sparks at the Nugget had actually invited either Sandy or I to come out, so they're willing to give us the rooms for the extra time. One thing I did forget to put in my report because I just found this out. Audrey from the Nugget is leaving our one limousine round trip ride in our contract. When Philip went out there, she had said that was our one trip that they were going to allow, so it would need to be taken out of the contract. And she just contacted me the other day when I talked to her about the room reservations, and she said, yeah, we're still going to give you the limousine for whoever you want it for. So whoever our guest artist is will have limousine service from the airport.
Oh, I guess you're not planning to use it.
No. I want to give our guests what they need. I'm not, no. And besides, I'm a good old country girl. Me and a limousine wouldn't work. All right. Any questions about the fest? Because that's all I have at this point.
Yeah. A quick question involving both performers and the potential fire night. If the fire night does go through and does happen, I think it would be beneficial to have a, not necessarily a headliner special guest, but a special guest who is a prominent fire spinner.
Awesome.
Will no doubt be a Burning Man and no doubt be a draw for some of the spinners. So as we get confirmation on the fire night, if I could just talk with you in peace about getting us at least one fire dancer guest.
That would be great. I'm sure I can, you know, I'm sure Keith will be open to that and allowing a little bit of his budget for that. Let's talk more.
Great.
Okay. Anything else? If not, anything on future fests, Mike?
Well, Kim, it's funny now that we're all set for 4 years. I've got places still trying to contact us, and including a couple places that we didn't think were available to us anymore, for example, college campuses. So I've replied to the two that I've heard from and told them that we would like to see a proposal from them for 2015, potentially, and see if a college campus could again house the IJA Festival.
That's great.
What college?
Because I know there's some members out there that wish we would return to them, so we'll give them a shot if they're back in that business.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, nothing on future site.
Okay. I think someone had asked which college.
Oh, it was Bowling Green State University in Kentucky.
Wow.
BGSU. And tentatively from Washington University in St. Louis, where we were in 1991.
That's awesome.
Are they offering dorm rooms?
Yes, they all have pretty nice dorm rooms now, believe it or not. Cafeterias, meal plans, gymnasiums, theaters, wireless internet throughout the whole campus. So pretty nice upgrade from the 20 years ago when we stopped going to college campuses.
Did they give you any clue as to dorm rates?
We haven't gotten that far, Martin. I've told them what works for us and asked them to reply, so I'm waiting to hear back and all that.
Okay.
Cool. I've got a lot of connections in St. Louis so far as that. So I know a lot of the hotels around there are very juggling friendly. I ran the past 3 years of the St. Louis Festival.
Mm-hmm.
So if you need any information about, I guess, hotels and just general amenities in that area, I mean, the St. Louis Club is pretty big as well.
Okay. And that's Tom, right?
Yeah, this is Tom. Sorry.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, any other questions for Mike? If not, financial, Kevin Macbeth.
Okay, so we finished up the Delaware Corporation registration, which is due in March, and submitted it.
Wow.
Holly is almost done with the 2009 financial statements. Once those are done, we'll get started on the tax filing. And once those are done, I'll prepare a 2009 financial overview to go into the February e-newsletter with pictures. So that's that.
Fantastic. I know Holly had said that as soon as she has the figures that she's waiting for from Alan Howard, that she'll also be able to complete the 990. But the website, the e-file website, says the forms won't be available until the end of January. So that's awesome.
Okay. I think we can wait a few days.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Kevin, while you're there, anything for the store as well?
Yeah, we brought on Steph Gardner-Walsh as a co-distributor. She will be handling the 2009 DVDs and all future magazines. We've added the 2009 Winter Magazine and the 2009 Festival DVD for sale on the store. Looks like we'll be updating membership prices at the beginning of February to match the next section the Maryland will report on. And we'll prepare festival registration items, and I'd like Sandy Brown and Martin Frost to take a look at those before they open up.
Good job.
What was that last thing you said? I'm sorry, that you wanted me to look at?
Oh, I'm going to start preparing the festival registration items, and I'd like you to look at them before we open up registration.
Oh. All right. Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Kevin. Membership numbers. Marilyn submitted the membership numbers for this month.
Yeah, we had a few come in since then, but that's good for now. As Kevin said, the application form with the dues increase is staged on the store for Dave to do the switch, and Kevin will do the store. We sent out renewal cards and emails in January and got quite a response. We had a little warning in there about the price increase, and that prompted a lot of people to renew, more than usual, I would say.
I think that's largely from the email that I sent out.
Yes, you could tell what time they went out. And let's see. I guess membership drive is next. I was wondering. We did have a couple of members come in, new members come in before the membership drive, and I was thinking whether we should contact them to say, "Hey, did somebody recruit you?" So that they can get in on the membership drive, but I didn't take that any further.
If you know who they were, I'd be happy to contact them and see, or you know.
I mean, I just was wondering if that'd be all right, because they've just joined, you know.
It's only, what, 10 days before? I'm good
right.
with that.
It's February 1st as well?
Yeah.
No.
I'm sorry. No, the membership drive is starting on Valentine's Day.
Oh, Valentine's Day. That's the 14th?
Yep. Okay. Share the love of the IJA.
There you go.
I know it's sappy. Sorry.
I still need to get Mike to add a field into the database for the recruiter's name, but I'm sure that's a no big deal.
Okay.
About it.
Okay. Any questions for Marilyn? All righty. Membership drive scheduled to kick off on February 14th. I have my graphic artist finishing up a full-page ad to go in the next juggle. And I am preparing some other things that need to be sent out, the email that we had talked about. I did send a piece for the e-newsletter concerning the membership drive and explaining it. And I will be talking with David Landown tomorrow about how to set up, you know, a webcast type of thing so that we can actually do live drawings. We know it's possible. It's just I have to arrange some things with him. And that's it for now for the membership drive. If anyone has any questions. Okay. Ken is not here, so we'll skip video for this evening. Kevin?
Hey, Ken?
Yes.
Can I ask you a question on video?
Sure.
Will the planting the juggling seed videos be pressed for or prepared for the 2010 festival?
I promise you. Yeah, it's just with all of this whirlwind the last couple weeks, I didn't have time to touch much of anything. So I'm trying to keep up, and that's kind of the thing that always gets pushed on the back burner for me. But, yes, I'll have them at the 2010 Fest so that we can use them there. Okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Education, Kevin?
Yeah, sorry, guys. Brandy and I are moving into a new house with excellent juggling ceilings. We're very thrilled, but we're extremely occupied and have no progress on education.
That's fine. I did talk to Rebecca from Bank of America.
Uh-huh.
They are interested in sponsoring a pilot program.
Great.
Just have to get together with you on a letter so that she can submit it to her superior, okay? So as soon as you're kind of settled, let me know.
Yeah, you mentioned talking a little bit more tomorrow. I'm available anytime tomorrow for a phone call.
Okay. All right. Sure. Maybe I have school until 3 and then tutor until 4:15, so and you're West Coast time?
Yeah.
Okay.
But whatever works good for you.
Okay. How about if we do it 2 o'clock your time? Is that good?
Oh, wow. Great. Yeah. That's awesome.
Okay. Okay. All right, Tom, anything on marketing and promotions?
Yeah, I've got a couple of things. One is just there's some pretty exciting things that are happening with the vendor discount program. Kendama.net, which is a company that's based actually just outside of Las Vegas, they are signing on. I'm waiting to hear back from some other companies before I get like some final dates from them. They only have one date that they want to do for sure, I guess, other than World Juggling Day. So they're really flexible, and they're really excited to be working with us, which I'm super stoked about. So that's cool. And also, there's a play redistributor from, he's sort of in Denver via Costa Rica, who is extremely excited about doing this. I'm actually meeting with him in person on Sunday about this, and he was telling me that the one promotion, he only wants to do one promotion, but he wants to do it, you know, 3 times a year. And that's going to be 45% off of all products.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, I mean, that's obscene. I need to make sure that, you know, that this is, in fact, what he wants to do. Like, you know, he told me about that last night. But something that I'm kind of excited about in this regard is that it would be cheaper for, say, one of the kids from the WJF to buy an IJ membership and then use this promotion to buy some PX3s than it would be to buy them from Jason directly. And, you know, that sounds a little bit, you know, backhanded or whatever, but, you know, we need all the help we can get. And I think this is a huge, huge deal. Like, they would wind up saving more money off of a set of clubs or some balls or something that they'd basically just be getting a membership for free.
That's awesome.
Tom, quick question just for Brandy's report, typing in. Who was it, the vendor that was offering that?
It's a company called Shalom Blue.
Shalom Blue?
Shalom.
Ah, got it.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm going to meet this guy soon, but it sounds pretty exciting. I'm very encouraged by it. So I think that's kind of the big thing. There is also, there's a hula hooping company in Ojai, California that they want to do something with us as well. They did send me an email yesterday asking that they could be the only hula hoop company with which we talk, and I told them that we just couldn't do that because that kind of implies, you know, we're promoting them exclusively, like we're preferring them over other companies, which is something that I want to steer away from.
Good.
So that's sort of all the news about that, the vendor discount thing. Yeah.
And just so I can interject, I should say, vendors that are part of the vendor discount program and offering these specials throughout the year will get a $50 break on a vendor package if they choose to vend at our fest.
Yeah.
That was part of the deal. So.
And I'm really hoping that we can get Kendama.net to come to that, because I mean they are just outside of Vegas,
yeah.
So it's not a super long drive. And also, I mean, now I'm sort of speculating here, but the Russian ball company, the Brontosaurus Balls, the guy that runs that, he's got a lot of family just outside of Reno, So I'm pretty sure he's going to want to vent, but also he's going to be an excellent resource for, I guess, maybe talking to, like, restaurants and trying to figure out some, like, local on-the-ground deals. Because I know that at the last IJA, there was some bar that offered, like, an IJA discount on food for some period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that a lot of people went to that, and a lot of people appreciated that. So if we could expand that as well, that would be great. So I'm going to get in touch with him and find out more about that.
Sounds great. Thank you,
yeah.
Tom. Any questions for Tom? Okay. Do you have anything more, Tom, or is that it?
I think that's about it. I was wondering if you had thought any more about the YouTube contest, about how to tie that in with a festival promotion, but if we're going to get around to that later.
Yeah, we'll get around to that a little later. And honestly, I think at times I've just been brain fried, and every time I go to think about it,
yeah, absolutely,
it's like not working for me. So,
yeah, absolutely not.
That's just my thing right now, though.
Sure.
We'll work it out, though. Definitely.
Perfect.
All right, let's move on to our motions for consideration. If we have nothing else to talk about for reports. The first motion is to approve the 2010 festival budget. Has everyone had a chance to look that over? Holly sent it out on Saturday.
Yep, got it right here.
Are there any questions about the festival budget?
Kim, I have not looked at it at all, just so I will abstain.
Okay, well then we may have to let this go because there are only four of us. No, there are five of us here, right?
Yeah, there's five.
We're just missing. Okay. Right now, what Holly and Sandy and I had discussed and what we put into the budget was we kept all of the fest package prices at the same price as last year. My personal thought there was, fest packages tend to rise and fall like a roller coaster ride, and you know, I thought let's keep them the same for a while. Right now we're looking, we kept the numbers very conservative at 311 fest packages. That includes 50 comps. First of all, I'm hoping not to come close to 50 comps, but
that
second of all,
50 comps, I think 50 comps is on top of that, but they, of course, don't bring us any money.
Holly said that's included in the number 311.
Okay, 311 sounds like my number. So
17338. Okay, but still, 311 is very, very conservative number. I'm hoping that we get way more than that. We are keeping expenses as close cut as we possibly can. We did put the biggest chunk of money into the Cascade of Stars farewell shows, Keith's budget. However, any extra room nights he needs for any performers besides the comp rooms that we get have to come out of that $10,000 budget. So right now, we are looking at total income for the fest is estimated at $71,819. Total expenses, we're looking at $48,807. Then there are bank charges and whatnot thrown in there. So we are looking at a bottom line income on this fest at $21,312. Okay. Any specific questions?
Just one. I wasn't able to clearly identify if we had the individual prop prize money in here.
I don't think we do. I think that was put into the awards.
awards. Got it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What does it pay per awards?
I'm sorry, Martin. What was that?
What's the total per awards?
$7,800.
Okay. Is that also?
And Kim, entry fees for competitions?
The entry fees for competitions are in the income. Champ entry fees are there, figured in.
Okay, that includes. Okay, good. So that includes individual prop and all the other, like, numbers and things?
Yes.
Okay.
What I had Holly do is to do everything line by line as much as possible. So
yeah, it looks
I
good.
Have a very, very clear budget as to what we can spend where.
Yeah, looks real good. A lot more detail.
Okay, and actually I should have had a motion on this before we started talking. I'm sorry about that. So can I have a motion to approve the 2010 festival budget, please?
I'll make that motion, Kevin McBeth.
And we need a second, please.
Second, Kevin A.
And is there any further discussion? Put things out of order a little. Okay, if there's no further discussion, is there anyone opposed to the approval of the 2000 Fest budget presented? Any abstentions?
I abstain.
And that was Anthony. Anyone opposed? If not, the motion carries. The budget's approved. Going on to item B, to approve the YouTube contest as outlined in attachment A. We need a motion, please.
I'll move to approve it. This is Tom.
Okay. And we need a second, please.
Second, Kevin A.
Okay. And discussion about the YouTube contest.
Thanks for bringing it back, Tom. I thought you handled it very graciously when Philip asked you to put it down for a sec. I think it's a great idea, and I'm all for it.
Cool.
Tom and I have actually communicated through email, and I was wondering if there's a way that we can kind of connect the YouTube tutorial contest along with Fest promotion a little bit. Or is that too much overkill?
Not at all.
Any ideas on...
Naturally already is.
Any ideas on how that can be meshed together, though?
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure, to be honest. I know that one of the reasons why I selected the dates that I had was to sort of get some, I guess what's the word, sort of indirect promotion for the membership drive,
okay,
as well as for the vendor discount stuff, because I was having it ending at a time when I think the had something to do with the, I mean, I don't have my notes in front of me right now. But on the ending date, everybody, ideally there are going to be a lot of people going to the IJ website in order to, you know, deal with the link to go vote. And if we have the voting thing right next to something else that's crazy awesome, IJ membership drive specific, that's an easy way to get, you know, a lot of people that otherwise might not be going to our website to look at some more stuff.
I'm fine with that, Tom. So we don't have to worry about being specific about anything like that, you know, any kind of promotional thing.
Yeah.
I think it will happen on its own now that you said it that way. Are you still comfortable with tutorial videos being submitted beginning February 1st?
Wait,
is that still enough? In your proposal, it says tutorial videos may be submitted from February 1st to March 31st.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. One thing that
okay.
I did want to do though is I was planning on getting some design stuff done for the website, just to sort of pretty it up a little bit and make it look more official, like make this whole tutorial contest thing look official. But my main computer's motherboard actually just crapped out, so I haven't had a chance to do that. I am fine with having it starting soon, but I would have. Yeah, there's a bit of a crunch on my end, but I'm sure I can get it figured out.
Okay. As long as you're all right with dates and don't want to move anything, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm confident and I'm excited about the whole thing. I've talked to a lot of people. I was at MadFest this past week, and I brought it up to some people, and they all thought it was a great and long overdue idea. So.
Yeah. Awesome.
I do have one question, though, is if we would be able to get a fest package worked into the very top prize, whether or not that works into our budget or how that would, or what you guys think about that, I guess, because that would definitely turn it from really great prize to, you know, totally awesome prize, and also that would work as sort of fest promotion as well in some ways.
Well, from my point of view, I was just going through the comp list today. And as I was going through it to see who was going to be offered a comp package, I'm realizing there are an awful lot of us that are doing double and triple duty. So, honestly, I think we will have a comp there for you to offer. We are offering a comp package as our grand prize for the membership drive.
Okay.
But if... You know, if no one else on the board has any objections, I don't have any problem with offering a fest package for your grand prize.
Okay, cool. And, I mean, something that I think also bears stating is the fact that since this is open to everybody on the Internet, there's a fairly high chance, at least in my mind, that, you know, say, like, Sondre or somebody from Sweden would wind up, or not Sweden, Norway would wind up getting it and just not be able to, take us up on it at all.
Right.
I wouldn't want it to be transferable, but, you know, just the fact that we're putting a comp out there, it's not guaranteed to actually wind up being a comp that's used. So.
Now, and usually what we've done in the past with comp packages that are prizes, as far as I can remember, is it is not transferable, but what they can decide to do is, now you're doing this far enough in advance, but sometimes, like with the membership drive not being until June when we draw for the fest package, sometimes we offer it for the following year.
That's a great idea. I like that a lot.
So.
Cool.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on the YouTube contest?
Woohoo!
Yeah, I'm excited. All right. Is there anyone opposed? We'll go to the vote. Is there anyone opposed to the approval of the YouTube contest? Any abstentions? Okay. If not, it is approved.
Hooray.
Go for it.
All right. I'll get crashing tonight.
All right. Item C, motion to approve the awards committee recommendations for the 2010 IJA Awards. What I have done here is, since our last meeting, I split this into two different motions. Since it seemed like we all kind of have an issue with the lifetime membership, but not with the first four awards. So, historical achievement to Nino Frediani, award of excellence to Tuan Lee, Bobby May Award to Paul Bachman, and extraordinary service award to Kim Laird. Do we have someone to make the motion, please?
I'll move to approve the awards committee recommendations for the 2010 IJA Awards. Motion C, Kevin A.
And do we have a second?
I'll second, Kevin McBeth.
And any discussion? If not, we'll move right on to the vote. Is there anyone opposed to the motion to approve the awards committee recommendations? Is there any abstentions? Okay.
Do you want to abstain?
I do want to abstain, yes. Abstention for me. And hearing no opposition, the motion carries.
Yay.
Item D, the motion to approve honorary lifetime membership. Once again, the name has been given to the board, but the awards committee chair asked that the name be discussed in private, which we have done. We need a motion for this. Someone for the motion?
I'll make that motion. Motion to approve honorary lifetime member blank.
We need a second, please.
I'll second, Kevin A.
Okay. Now, in discussion, first, I have a question for Martin. Martin, yep. Being that the awards committee asked that this name not be mentioned in public because of the delicacy of the situation, do we need to fill in a name in that blank as part of public record?
Oh, I don't know. As long as the board, all the board members know who you're talking about, I mean, you could go into executive session and make this decision or something, although that's another issue. So, I think it's fine to do it the way you're doing it without making the name public. But obviously, if it passes, it seems like the name should be made public, although you may want to keep it sort of secret as a surprise. But on the other hand, it does need to be made public at some point, obviously.
Right. If it passes. The awards committee asked that we not speak about the name in public only because the awards committee as a whole wasn't sure if this was going to pass. So it's more or less just to, you know, keep things on the up and up, not on the up and up, but to not cause the person embarrassment.
Right. Yeah, so, I'm sure we all understand.
Okay. So, all right, gang. Everyone knows who we're talking about, all the board members, correct?
I am drawing a blank on what's going on here. Is this the same discussion that we talked about when the original awards came out?
Yes.
And there was a name associated with it at that point?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Okay. Does anyone need for any further discussion on this?
Just that, this is Kevin A. I just wanted to check with everyone online if everyone is, you know, been happy. A lot of people in the straw poll on the forum said no, and I was wondering if that's still the reigning, you know, if that's still the majority opinion from everybody.
It still is from me.
Also me.
All right.
I do have one question, though. Have we given honorary lifetime memberships before?
We have them, but there haven't been any handed out in about 10 or 15 years. Listed in the roster. Honorary lifetime members are listed in the roster, so if you can find a roster, you'll see exactly who they are. They tend to be people in their 60s and up who have been IJA members and supporters and workers for the IJA for many years.
Thanks, Martin.
Including some of the founders.
It's also on the honorary awards list. The last one given was in 1996.
Is that Phineas?
That was Betty Willer.
Okay.
Phineas was in 1991.
Okay,
do we need discussion yet? If not, we'll go to the vote. Is there anyone opposed to the motion to approve? Let me do it this way. Let me do roll call vote, if you don't mind. I'm just going up to the roll. Brandy, would you call the roll, please? And when Brandy calls your name, just express your vote, please.
Shave?
Oh, having trouble hearing you, Brandy.
Anthony Shave?
No.
Kevin Axtell?
No.
Ken Ferris?
He's absent.
Kevin Macbeth?
Opposed.
Tom Wall?
Nope.
Opposed.
Mike Sullivan?
Nope, he doesn't.
I'm not a board member.
Nope, just me. I'm the only one left. And Kim Laird votes no. So that's
right.
5 no votes, so that does not pass. Is there any other business that we have to take care of this evening?
I don't know if you saw my email, Kim. The only other thing that I had was, this is technically Varia at this point, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do we want to give this digital magazine a trial run? I mean, I had sent something to you and Alan to look at earlier, and okay, I mean, it's irrelevant. It takes 2 seconds to look at, but I didn't hear back from Alan at all about whether or not he could work with the specs that they had given. So if I get that hammered out with Alan, I mean, is this something we would be willing to try?
Personally, I think we need to try it. But then, again, from a financial standpoint, I'd like to make sure that we're solid for the year and not running in the red. Let me crunch some numbers with Holly, because it wouldn't mean would we just be taking a magazine that Alan is already creating and putting it into a digital version, or would this actually be an entire 5th magazine?
No. The easiest and the only way that it's possible to do it would be to take Alan's. He would just send them the PDF version in the specs that they need, and then they would take care of the rest. And if I remember correctly, it was $299 a month.
Okay,
per issue.
So Alan would not be creating a whole 5th magazine. It would just be taking something we're already putting in print. We're just going to also put it in digital?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly correct.
How would access to it be set up, be controlled?
I forget, actually. It's been a while since I've talked to the woman, but they have some sort of site that you access with either a password or a link. But if you want, Martin, we can call her together and get all the details on it, because to be honest with you, she started throwing around some lingo that I'm not really familiar with.
Okay.
Why don't we do this? If you and Martin can talk with the woman between now and our next meeting,
okay,
then I think we may be ready by February to actually, if not vote, at least have more information in front of us to discuss, and by March at the latest should be ready to vote on something like this.
Is it a problem if I invite her to the next board meeting instead? I mean, just so everybody can hear what she has to say, because I can't remember it all, nor can I write it down as fast as she talks, but it's a lot of good stuff.
I have no problem with that. If no one else on the board has a problem with her coming to our next meeting.
It might be helpful to talk to her in advance, and I'd be willing to do that and provide a little summary.
Sure.
And the board can then invite her in addition and ask questions if there are any.
Okay. I've spoken with her a number of times. It's just, you know, the thing is, she tells me about everything that she has, but she doesn't wait for me to write any of it down.
Don't they have a website or something that gives information for the basic? No.
Yeah, she sent me some stuff through email that I then forwarded on to Alan. So I really just have to call Alan to see if he's looked at it and see what his opinion is of it. And I think that's the first step. And then once I do that, I can then maybe you and I can call her together.
Okay.
I think that sounds like a great plan. If you two talk with her and Martin puts together a summary for the board, and then we'll invite her to the next board meeting to answer any questions directly.
And I mean, the other item too is, I mean, again, there's nothing saying we have to rush on this. So if we do need to wait to make sure that the fest ends up giving us enough to work with, then that's fine. So it's just, should I bother or should I not bother? That's what I want to know tonight.
I have a question. Would this be a one-time commitment? I mean, can we just do this once and then decide whether to continue, or would we be committing for, you know, $300 an issue for a year or something?
Nope. In fact, she insisted on not having a contract. So if we don't like the first issue, we can stop it then and there.
Okay, so let's do that. I'll put it on the next agenda so that we can discuss it more with her there, okay?
Okay, that sounds fine.
Okay, anything else from anyone? One thing I do want to share with everyone is, as I said, I've been in touch with the International Youth Circus Organization today. They actually called me looking at the way our organization is set up. They are currently all volunteer. They're thinking of paying one or two of their positions. They run on a board that meets with conference calls similar to us. They run two fests a year to our one, but they're having a real problem getting people to volunteer and getting people to want to be part of their organization and come to the fest. And it sounded like a lot of the same problems that we have. And as we talked, the woman, Zoe is her name, she said she felt very thrilled and felt very good about what they're doing, because she's seeing that they're kind of where we were about 6 or 7 years ago. And she just felt refreshed about that and saw that there is light at the end of the tunnel. And she thought that we have a very well-run organization and we're very organized and we get information out to our members very well. So that's a credit to all of you that are currently on the line right now, as well as to those who couldn't make it to tonight's meeting. So I just wanted to pass those accolades on to everyone, because she thought we were a great organization and really have our act together. So thank you all for doing a great job that you do. If there's nothing else, let's set our next board meeting. The date is February. How does February, as soon as my calendar comes up, February 17th?
Okay. No matter what the date is in February that we pick, I'm probably not going to be able to make it, because I'm going to a pretty intensive teacher training school in Denver, and classes run until very late at night.
Okay.
Just so everyone's aware, but I'll make a point of, you know, writing up everything that I need to and mailing it out if I do have a report to give.
Yeah, that'll be great, and I'll make sure you get a summary right after the meeting, too.
This is Tom.
Okay.
Yep.
Is the 17th bad for anyone else?
At this point, Kim, I can't promise anything, but it's currently open. We'll say it like that.
Okay. All right, let's go with February 17th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. We need a motion to adjourn.
I move.
And we need a second, please.
I'll second. This is Tom.
Is anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Hearing none, the meeting is adjourned at 9:13 p.m.
Yeah.
Thank you all so much.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Kevin, I'll be in touch. And Anthony, I'll be in touch.
Hey.
Bye.
Hey. Have a good night.
Thank you.